There are a lot of ways to describe New Hampshire voters who aren't particularly partisan. Independents, undeclareds, undecideds, swing voters, and so on. And with Election Day around the corner, these voters are also in demand, especially in the state's first congressional district. It's a notorious swing district, which means it's a tricky place for candidates to court these voters while also appealing to their party's base. And this year, striking that balance is especially difficult for Republican Eddie Edwards in his race against Democrat Chris Pappas. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, Lauren Chulgen has the story.
So with that, let me introduce my candidate, Eddie Edwards.
In August, Eddie Edwards was courting Trump supporters hard.
Now, I tell you, the president's doing one hell of a job in Washington. He's doing one hell of a job.
On this particular afternoon, Edwards was in the middle of a tough Republican primary. And in order to win, he needed to fire up Trump's New Hampshire base. So there he stood, at a podium in Portsmouth, with many of Trump's former New Hampshire campaign workers in front of him. And to his left, the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Let me explain something to you. The president won CD1. I'm aligning myself with the voters in this district and our president. They want a conservative voice in Congress.
Yeah. Denise Bowditch was in the crowd that day. She is a big fan of President Trump.
He's not afraid. He's a man of strength and encouragement and hope for people, for the future.
She didn't know Edwards before he launched his campaign, but she liked what she heard. Edwards seemed like someone who shared Trump's vision for the country.
And I enjoy his America First policy. It's very similar to Mr. Trump.
Support from voters like Bowditch helped Edwards clinch the Republican primary. But now it's nearly November, and Edwards needs more than Trump's base to get to Washington. He also needs to win over the significant population of voters in this district who aren't closely aligned with a political party. 39% of registered voters here picked undeclared as their party affiliation. And that number doesn't even capture the many voters like Dan Fortin of Bedford, who swing back and forth between parties and vote across the ballot. When I met Fortin recently, he was torn on this race.
Well, that's a hard one. I know Eddie Edwards. I've met him and I know him, and he's definitely a man of strong convictions and integrity. But Chris Pappas is a smart young man, and I went to high school with his father, so.
So let's pause for a second here. For Edwards, there are two reasons why appealing to independent voters like Fortin and still pleasing hardcore Trump supporters like Denise Bowditch is especially hard this year. And those two reasons are President Donald Trump and Chris Pappas. Let's first start with the president. Fortin, as you heard, is undecided. But he says the more enthusiastic Edwards is about Trump, the less likely Fortin is to support Edwards.
I don't, you know, like the callousness and the, I don't know how you describe it, but I just, the behaviors I'm not crazy about.
So if it's close for you, it sounds like that's the kind of stuff that might matter, is that he's supportive.
I mean, I think, you know, if a candidate came up and approached me, I'd first ask them who they voted for in the last presidential election. I have to admit that that would influence me in some ways.
Now, midterm elections have historically been uphill battles for candidates in the same political party as a first-term president. But this year, Trump is making that hill a bit steeper in New Hampshire. Trump's job approval rating among independents here has been soft. The latest St. Anselm poll says just 33% of independents think the country is going in the right direction. I also talked with a lot of first district Republicans for this story, who tell me they're feeling politically lost these days, mainly because of the president. And this brings us to the second obstacle Edwards is facing, his opponent, Chris Pappas.
You know, I drive through Manchester and I see, you know, yards that have Chris Sununu and Chris Pappas signs in them, more than a few. And that sends a message.
That's Republican strategist Jim Merrill. He worked on Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney's presidential campaigns here. And he says Pappas is more appealing to moderate and center-right voters than past Democratic nominees.
His standing in the business community, I think, allows him to speak to Republicans in a way that Carol Shea Porter never could.
Pappas co-owns the popular Puritan Backroom restaurant in Manchester, and he's a member of the Executive Council. And Merrill says that background, combined with Pappas's more measured approach, makes it easier for conflicted Republicans to say, well, maybe I'll try something different this year.
So, Eddie, are you ready to take some questions?
I certainly am.
All right.
I've been following Edwards around a lot lately, from college Republicans meetings to this town hall in Meredith last week. And it seems that his solution to this balancing act of courting undecided but still keeping his base, his solution is by talking a lot about changing our political culture. He's all about term limits. He bemoans career politicians. And when he's asked about President Trump, he's still open about his support. But he pivots and talks about how divisive politics have become.
If this becomes our manner in engaging one another, governance, what happens to the next president? You won't be able to govern. So if you're not happy with the results of it, then you have to vote. You have to get out and figure out a way to bring the country together.
Dan Murray of Wolfboro was listening really closely to this. He was the one who asked how Edwards felt about Trump, and he was pleased with the answer he got, because Murray thinks some Republicans are trying to undermine the president's agenda.
And I'm hoping that we can elect officials in this cycle that will support the president and increase his ability to make actual changes.
I told Murray about that August day during the primary with Rudy Giuliani and how enthusiastic Edwards was then about the president, and he's doing one hell of a job and all that. Murray took a deep breath, and he told me he's cutting Edwards some slack.
If there's a dangerous wire you have to walk, I try to understand that candidate Edwards is trying to not alienate voters by being too enthusiastic about President Trump, because if he doesn't get there, he won't be able to support the president's efforts at all.
Murray says that's why he came out to Meredith for this town hall. That's why he donated to Edwards and why he's working the phones. Because Murray says if Edwards is going to have a shot at winning this thing, he's going to need some extra help. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, I'm Lauren Chulgen.